show and friend to the show, Dr. Melvin Green, CPA. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you? And Happy New Year to you and your audience.
Happy New Year to you. Have a blessed New Year and a and we want everyone to have a profitable New Year. But I'm reading this article, and it's called, Do You Have the Right Mindset to Own Commercial Real Estate? Now, when I think about commercial, I also think about investment property, although it's not commercial, but it's the same kind of mindset that you have to have. And that's why I thought it was so important that we could talk today about financial survival tips in 2025, and especially with a new administration coming in.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that are going to be positive, especially in the real estate market. You're talking commercial and we're talking residential as well, but the concepts are the same. So let's just dive into it just a little bit to talk about that. And I think what's going to be crucial is that this new administration that will take place on Monday, the person that heads up all of this is big into real estate. That's his first priority, is to make sure that he and all of his buddies will make money in that real estate arena. So we're looking for a lot of tax advantages to come forward in that arena. So people who have, whether it's residential property, rental property, or commercial property, there are going to be a lot of tax incentives for them. So he's going to enhance those programs to make sure that those industries will survive and be very successful and very lucrative. So we know that will happen. So those are the things that we have to really put our minds on. And like you said so eloquently before, is that these individuals, we as individuals, have to get out of the consumer concept and go to being investors. And when we're investors, we're investing not only in ourselves, but into our legacies, the generations. So we need to make sure that we have something that we can pass down to future generations. But in the meantime, we need to have these real estate opportunities that we're utilizing to ensure that we can compete with and survive for the next 4 years. Because I don't think what we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of buildings being built. And we've seen a lot of corporations, as you spoke of earlier, that are buying these residential properties and commercial properties. And the only reason they're buying them is they're anticipating that there's going to be a lot of benefits for them that's coming in through this new administration. And it's going to get more difficult for people to have and be able to buy residential property. So the alternative is going to be you're going to have to rent. And the concepts that are out there and the tactics that I'm seeing is going to state that it's going to be much clearer and easier for people with real estate to survive the next 4 years as opposed to you being a renter and continue to be in the consumer mindset concept.
We already know, and it's amazing that our new administration, and there has been a lot of talk about that he's not really the head, that Mr. Musk is, but in any event, what gets me is he has already, his company, because he can't do it, quote unquote, but his company has already looked into buying the hotel back that he used to own when he was president the first time. That made tons and tons of money because of countries wanting to get in his favor and would pay 3 and 4 times regular hotel rates to stay at that hotel and put money into the coffers. But in any event, so you're right that he is definitely real estate. Now, he's never lost money. He's always come on top. But he's lost property. He lost Atlantic City. He lost half of the West Side at one time in New York City, although he came out, he still came out old because in doing exchanges with the bank, he ended up owning just as much property, but in a different area that he benefited off of. However, how can we, because I'm going to tell you, I do this show all the time, and every Friday, and I have people who call me after the show or email me, and they call me at 855-577-9100 or email me at rhs3raymond@theworldzone.net. That's raymond@theworldzone.net. And then they say, why do I want to buy now? The interest rate is 7%. And I read an article the other day where this lady said she bought a house in Suffolk because she knows the interest rate is going to eventually go down so she can refinance it. And when the interest rates go down, the property values are going to go up even higher. So she said, so I bought now because I'm getting a better deal on the house. Is that a good mindset?
No, that's true. What you have to do, I think Mr. Buffett, Warren Buffett, says it best, is when people are afraid to do something, that's when you do it. And when everybody thinks you can't lose in the business, that's when you sell. So to piggyback on his saying is that when the interest rates are high, there are very few people in the marketplace to buy. So a lot of people are sitting back on the sideline and saying, hey, if the interest rates go down, I'll get in the marketplace. But you need to be in the marketplace when there are few people in the marketplace. Is that what we call a buyer's market? So you're in a situation where you want to buy and there's very few people out there trying to buy. So you're going to get the best. You may not pay the best in interest rates, but you'll get the best value for the house because you're not going to get into a competition where there's going to be a price war or something like that where people are trying to run the prices up. It's only going to be one buyer or maybe no buyers other than yourself looking for a property. So you want to be out there buying a property when nobody else is looking. When the interest rates fall, there is a multitude of people that come on board and they're all looking for houses. And then they're willing to get into competition price wars and you may end up paying more for the house than it's really worth. But you can't just look at one side or unilateral and just say, I'm just going to look at it for the interest rates only. The points that you made are things that people have to consider. One is that the interest rates will come back down at some point, and you always have the option to refinance. Secondly, you also have the right to buy down interest rates. So just because the interest rate is at 7 don't mean that you have to close at 7. You can still buy the interest rate points down 1 or 2 points. So you can still end up with an interest rate of 5% instead of 7% if you choose to do that. So there are many options. And when you buy those interest rates points down, those are deductible immediately on your tax return in the year in which you're buying them down.
What other financial survival tips should people be, because I guess we talked about these companies are buying these buildings, and believe me, yes, they do business with these banks, but these banks also have they have to do a certain return to their stockholders. These guys are not going in there getting for these big, huge commercial buildings 3%. They're paying higher than market because it's commercial. Why are they still buying, and what makes it appealing to them and not to us?
What makes it appealing to them is that they know that when people are abandoning these properties or people are not looking in these areas, they're visionaries. So they're looking at it in the future, in 5 years, this could be this value. And they're getting their footprints in there right now so they can take it. So by the time you decide that, hey, I should be buying some real estate, you have to buy it from them. And you're going to pay a premium for it. So we need to start thinking about not about what the, we're always talking about finding a diamond in the rough. This is what these companies are doing. The corporations are finding diamonds in the rough, and they're going to go in, they're going to hold them, they're going to put some enhancements to them to modify them, and then they're going to sell them for a profit. And you're going to pay the premium to get it. And that's all it's about. By the time the interest rates drop, then you're like, oh, it's a good time for me to go out and buy this property. You've already missed the boat because these guys bought it when nobody else was looking. So there is no competition. It's a one-man show. They're buying. And even though they're paying a higher interest rate, they are still able to write those interest rates off, or at least the expense that they pay. And also, they're depreciating these properties until you decide that you want to buy it. And they're going to make their money back off of you when you decide to come in and buy those properties.
Now, I know that in the commercial arena, these people in the investment arena, the buyer pays points, or sometimes the seller will pay the points for the buyer. But normally in residential, unless you want to buy the rate down, there are no points that the buyer has to pay. And but if they do pay points to buy down, or in an investment property, I inherited a house and it's sitting there, and I want to get it fixed up. And why am I paying points? Number one. Number two, I want to fix it up. Why are construction loans higher than a 30-year fixed loan? And I get that question a lot.
Well, you're going to find that a construction loan is going to be a little bit higher in most instances, and that's because there's a lot more risk in it. Because a lot of things can happen in a construction loan. The whole project can go belly up. Or there may be a strike where you can't get the materials or you can't get workers to do it. So it's more risk. So anytime you take on additional risk in any kind of buy for real estate, you're going to have to pay a premium to get it. So, and keep in mind, the people who are borrowing this money really don't have money. So they need the money. So these are sometimes called bridge loans. So people are going out to try to get this money with the hopes that we'll get this property up and running in 3 months or 6 months, and then we'll get our money back because we're going to flip the property. So there are risks that are inherent with these types of properties when people go out to get these construction loans, because they know that there's too many ifs. It's not like you have a property that's complete, ready to go today, and now you can buy it and sell it tomorrow. But you're thinking in the future, if everything falls into place, I will be able to sell this property. So that's a risk factor, and you're going to have to pay a higher interest rate to get money on something that has not proven itself to be a true moneymaker.
And if you've done, in that case, flips before, or if this is your first investment property, and maybe you owned it for a long time, but this is your first time renovating it, even though you have great credit, because credit doesn't really matter, what's your background? How many times have you done this? And the more people have done this, the lower the rate. Not that it's going to be lower as a residential, because the lender is still taking a risk on the market, on whether, like you said, the contract is true. So you're still going to pay higher. But it's funny to me, in the business that I'm in, someone can get a Fannie and Freddie Mac loan. It takes 45, 60, 90 days to go to closing. The guys who are professionals at doing the flips and get professional at doing the buying over to rent to someone else, they'll go out and they'll get a hard money loan. And they'll pay 12%, 13%, 14%. Why is that?
Because they're looking at the outcome. because they're saying, I need this money right now to get to point A or B. And they don't really care what the interest rate is, because they know the product that they're putting together, what they're going to have to sell, is going to be worth a lot more than that. And they're talking short-term loans. They're not talking about a five-year loan. They're only talking about a loan that's going to be around for 3 months to 6 or 9 months. So they're talking very short terms. They don't really care what the interest rates are, because once they go out and get a 13% interest rate per year, and they only hold it for 6 months, that's only 6%, 6.5%. So it's not 13. If you hold it for a whole year, it's 13%. But if you only hold it for half a year, so only 6.5%. So they're not trying to hold it for a year. They're trying to turn this thing around as quickly as possible with minimal cost and expenses for them. So don't go in with the ideal that, hey, it's 13% and I'm going to have this finance for 30 years. This is not what these commercial or corporations are doing. These are very short-term, manageable loans that they have with manageable expenses. And when they sell these properties, they're going to be lucrative.
But even if they're going to rent them, they want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible so they can either sell it or put a tenant in it, which is a benefit. They say, why would I sit around and wait 90 days for an 8-9% rate when I can get a 13% rate and get this done in 6 months? Because it's a write-off anyway. The interest rate is a write-off. It's a benefit and a write-off. They're not trying to get to the cost. They're trying to get to the benefit.
Correct. Agreed. And that's what we have to do. The mentality has to change. When you go out, don't get hung up on the interest rate. If you're getting something that you know is going to be beneficial for you in the long run, meaning that it's going to be profitable, then you need to take that risk. Like we were saying before, is that people sit around and wait for the interest rate to get to 5% or 4%, but when it gets to 5 or 4%, there's a lot of people in the field looking for that same property. When it's 13%, you're probably the only person looking at the property. Then it's the time to buy. When everybody else is sitting on the sideline, that's when you make your move. And then you can always, like you said, come back in, refinance it, or whatever you need to do. But in the meantime, the property, when it gets back to 4 or 5% interest rate, your property is operational, either it's sold or it's rented or being rented.
Dr. Green, again, thank you. We want to have you on again because this is a very important conversation. People need to understand that they need to be in the mindset of a property benefit, construction benefit, interest rate benefit, rather than a cost. I appreciate your intelligence, and I appreciate what you offer to my listening audience. So tell people how they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, you can reach me on my website is www.melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N, Green, G-R-E-E-N-E.com, or you can email me at melvin@melvingreen.com.
Melvin Green is a PhD and a CPA. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir, and look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thank you very much.